To proceed, we might leave that nitrience of oxygen to take its free of the air and just electrolyze that very chimerical combination, the gas bag where the water works, and try to pour some more hydrazine up the atmosphere. In the bottled Helios case continuing, long welly tub kids, the special sporting a fine breast of metals and a conscientious scripture reader to boot in a brick and tin torch around the corner, swore like a Norwegian tellier on the stand before the proper functionary that he was up against a right queer snort of a man in the butcher of the blues who, he continued, on last evening, after delivering some carcasses, matin chips, and meat jutes on behalf of Messrs. Otto Sands and Eastman Limerick victuallers, went and, with his unmitigated astonishment, hiccuped at the Dun and Doris against all the rooms, and when challenged about the pretended hick, it was kick up and down with him, on his solemn by the impudent imputed, said simply, "I a pop pio, Phillips Captain. You did, as I so stressed before. You're deeply in error, sir, Madam Tompkins. Let me then tell you," replied with a gentlewomanly salam, "Mac Partland, the meatman's family, and the oldest in the world except nickname." And Phelps was playful with his peeler, but his fizz fell. Now to the obverse. From velveteen sedimities it is barely a five-finger span, and hence these camelback excesses are thought to have been instigated by one or either of the causing causes of all, those rushy hollow heroines in their skirt sleeves. Be she Magretta, be she the Posk. Oh, because it is a horrible thing to have to say today, but one Delala, Lupita Lorette, shortly after in a fit of the unexpectednesses, drank carbolic with all her dear placid life before her, and paled off, while the other soiled dove that's her sister-in-law, Luperca Latouche, finding one day while dodging chores that she stripped teasily for binocular man, and that her jams were jimp joy to see each other, the notchy girlie soon found her fruitful hat too small for her, and rapidly taking time look. She rapidly took to necking, partying, and selling her spare favors in the haymow, or in lumber closets, or in the green-on ad hoc. There are certain intimacies in all ladies' lavasteries we just lease to imagination, or in the sweet churchyard clothes itself for a bit of soft coal, or an array of thin trunks, serving whom, in fine, that same hot coney a la Zingara, which our own little grogna of the chilly red cheeks dished up to the great sire of Oscar, that son of a cool.